I was kind of a little bit surprised by his comments. I mean, there was nothing about the vaccine rollout. There was nothing about the business recovery. And you know, I know that life has to go on and we have to have a budget for the rest of the year. But all the projections are that that's going to go on way into the summer at least. So I would think that there are some financial problems that are going to come up later on that relate to businesses and the rollout of the vaccine. Instead, when you look at, and the governor kind of glossed over this, he is proposing a significant personal income tax increase. Actually, when you do the percentages, it's more than 46% increase in your personal income tax. Now, I don't know, but it seems to me a 46% increase in any tax is a really significant ask. And I'm just not sure that anybody is willing to vote for an increase like that. One of the other things that the governor has proposed is, well, the tax really doesn't apply to everybody. And there are going to be all kind of tax breaks given to certain sized families and everything. What it is he is doing a backdoor way of a graduated income tax, which right now is not legal in Pennsylvania. So, I mean, when you look through it and everything, and one of the comments he made, which I find very, very interesting, he said, you know, things can improve if we all chip in. Well, the one thing that's very, very beneficial about Pennsylvania's tax rate is, yes, you know, if you make a little bit of money, you still chip in, you pay less. If you make a lot of money, you pay a lot more. And I think that that's one of the touchstones and one of the keys of the way our tax system is set up. Everybody has skin in the game, and I think that that's the way it should be. We shouldn't have a system where somebody that makes, I think the numbers are you can make as much as $100,000 and you're not going to pay any state income tax. That just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And the other thing that the tax increase does not consider, which I think is a huge problem, is that the majority of small business owners pay at a personal tax rate. So in effect, what the governor is doing is he is increasing the taxes on 1 million small business owners in Pennsylvania. And I think that that's just exactly the wrong way to go. We also have an increase. I think the increase overall in looking at the education budget is about 21%. I'm not sure. The governor has been in office now. This is his seventh budget address. And if we have all these problems, what created all these problems all at one time? He's been in charge of the Department of Education or the budget process for years. Why haven't we solved these problems before if they're that bad? And I'm not so sure that they are that bad, because the last statistics that I read was that Pennsylvania spends about 30% more on a per student basis than the national average. So the numbers just don't really work out at this point, and I was a little disappointed. I think that we could have addressed a lot of really pertinent issues, as I said, like the vaccine rollout, business recovery. What are we going to do with the restaurants that have been closed for almost a year now? Those are the types of things that we really need to address. We don't need to talk about how great it is to have a 46% increase in personal income tax.